WBZ H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Elon Musk says he is disappointed by the reconciliation bill that narrowly passed the House last week. He says that big budget just costs too much. Independent analysts have calculated the plan could add billions or trillions to the national debt. The Trump administration rejecting North Carolina's recent request for additional FEMA funding for the cleanup from Tropical Storm Helene last fall. Here's ABC National correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
North Carolina's Democratic Governor Josh Stein appealed the decision last month. FEMA's acting administrator responds that after a careful and thorough review, 6 more months of full federal funding for the Helene cleanup is, quote, not warranted. States typically pick up 25% of the cost of debris removal and other emergency measures, while the federal government pays 3/4 of the cost. Former President Biden granted North Carolina a 100% federal cost share after the storm.
The Gaza Health Ministry says one person was killed, dozens more hurt when a desperate crowd rushed an aid distribution center in Gaza. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for specialty crop block grants. According to a press release, the agency will accept applications for the grant program until June 9th. Eligible projects include things like research, education, or market development efforts aimed at enhancing the competitiveness of specialty crop industries. Organizations proposing eligible projects could receive grant funding through the program ranging from $10,000 to $100,000. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany says he's likely to make a decision on a potential run for governor by August. In an interview with WISN, Congressman Tiffany said he's currently focused on his work in Congress serving Northwest Wisconsin residents. He says he'll make a decision during the House's August break. Current Governor Tony Evers has not yet announced if he will seek a third term, with his primary focus on the biennial budget process. Washington County Executive Josh Showman has already entered the race on the Republican side. The City of Ashland and the Ashland Rotary Club are reconsidering plans for a splash pad in the area. The Rotary Club had planned to pay the city $2,000 each year to cover the cost of water and maintenance, which may not be enough after the city increased water rates last year. City officials are requesting the splash pad be moved from Bayview Park to Central Rail Yard Park and be operated through a well. The well would cost $20,000 to install, and the Rotary Club would donate $10,000 over 5 years for maintenance. Burnett County officials are reminding ATV and UTV riders to check the county's trail rules and summer ATV map before heading out. County officials are reminding riders that ATVs and UTVs should be used on state-funded summer-use trails only, which are designated with a white blazer. Riders should also be on the lookout for red flag alerts, which close the trails during times of high fire danger. No off-trail use will be allowed, and it is the rider's responsibility to determine if a specific township allows ATV and UTV use on some town roads. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
A walk-off win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bottom of the 10th. Score tied 1-1. The Brewers' Christian Yelich at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Fly ball to deep right! It is way back! First career walk-off home run for Yelich!
A 400-yard shot to center field. The Brewers winning 5-1 last night. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's been swinging the bat great. Yeah. Special night for him.
Christian Yelich, on what kind of a pitch did he see from the Red Sox Liam Hendricks?
You know, kind of just caught a slider, right? And a big win for us. You know, we battled the whole time, and great team win all around.
The series wrapping up today. College football. Former Badgers wide receiver Quincy Burroughs signed by Western Kentucky. NFL. Packers OTAs continue in Green Bay without Jair Alexander or center Elton Jenkins. Both players in talks to renegotiate their contracts. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
More clouds than sunshine today, with high temperatures scraping 70 degrees and a small chance of scattered showers or a thunderstorm this afternoon. And tomorrow, we rise to about 80 degrees. With more sunshine in the morning, showers and storms are again possible in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by Michael Negron, former special assistant to the President for Economic Policy. We'll be talking about the impact of tariffs on small businesses and working families here in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Ready to go.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Wednesday to you. The billionaire hoarding plague. We're going to get to that in just a moment. Jeremy, I'm hearing myself in my IFB. There you go. Thank you. The billionaire hoarding plague, how America's richest became its biggest threat. Also, am I getting this right? You're allowed to break the law only if you are loyal to Donald Trump or give him a lot of money? It's sure looking that way. And Russia is now openly mocking Trump. Is he still so afraid of Putin that he's just going to pretend it's not happening or you know, bow down and kiss Putin's ass again? I don't know. We'll see. How's this going to play out? In the second hour of our program, is America facing a second dark age? Will the rest of the world go along with us if we are? Also, will Democrats pick seniority or a shakeup? The death of Jerry Connolly is leading to an election that is going to determine who's going to replace him on one of the most powerful House committees. We'll get to that in the second hour of the program. And if you're being warned not to travel to Venezuela, why are we sending prisoners there? We'll talk about all that in the second hour of the program. Also, in the third hour of our program, looks like there's a small but shocking likelihood that will hit the 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial temperatures before 2030. That's 5 years from now. And we'll go into the details of what happens when we cross that threshold. It's getting wild out there. But I want to start the program with my daily take today over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled, "The Billionaire Hoarding Plague, How America's Richest Became Its Biggest Threat." And you know, this happens every couple of generations in the United States. It happened when in the period from the 1820s to the 1860s, you had this rise of fabulously rich oligarchs in the South, in the Old South, and they basically seized all the wealth of the South, and they weren't satisfied with that. They obsessed on being rich, and they wanted to take the rest of America. They were looking at all the banking in New York and everything else, and yeah, so thus the Confederacy tried to conquer the rest of the United States in the 1860s. They lost. We beat them back. We took the country back. Then again, it happened with the robber barons in the 1890s through the 1920s. We had, you know, a group of fabulously rich people who tried to reach out and take control of government. They crashed the economy in 1929, led to the Republican Great Depression, and FDR put the government and the country back together. And in the process, he also took a bite out of the backsides of the morbidly rich. I mean, he raised top income tax rates to 90% and strengthened the estate tax. And now it's happening again. It started in the 1980s under the Reagan Revolution, as part of the Reagan Revolution, changing our tax code so the billionaires don't have to pay taxes, cutting back on estate taxes and things like that, making the rich fabulously richer, which has led to the poor being very much poorer. And, you know, here we are. So why is this happening? Is the question, you know, many people ask. And obviously it's happening in large part because right-wing billionaires are pouring literally billions of dollars. It was over $2 billion in the 2024 election from just 100 right-wing billionaire families. They're pouring billions of dollars into our elections. Why? Why would they do that? Why don't they just run their damn businesses? Well, it turns out that they're, you know, I mean, why would they be making changes in America that are, in fact, in real time, causing people around the world to die, causing people in America to die, causing people in America to lose their health care, cutting back on Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security? Why would they do this stuff? There's an amazing book. It's by Randy Frost and Gail Steketee, and it's titled Stuff, Compulsive Hoarding and the Meaning of Things. And what they point out in this book is that between 2 and 5% of the population has this thing called hoarding syndrome. Now, there's a debate in psychological circles about whether this is a subset of obsessive compulsive disorder or whether it's the result of bad impulse control. OCD is moving away from pain. It's doing things to avoid pain. Bad impulse control is doing things to try to seize pleasure. So there's this big debate in psychology about, you know, which of these two buckets does hoarding syndrome fall into? And it's not resolved. But what we do know is that hoarding syndrome is in the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of the American Psychiatric Association. And it does, you know, recognize a recognized mental illness. And, you know, one where people literally fill their houses with old newspapers, rubber bands, old, you know, tin can. I mean, just everything. They just never throw anything away because you never know when you might need it. It's kind of the hoarder's siren song, you know, their mantra. And, you know, that's tough enough. People afflicted with a hoarding syndrome are generally tortured by their obsession. They're socially embarrassed. They never invite people over to their homes. They remove themselves from all but the most essential social situations. They're functionally invisible. I mean, we don't talk much about hoarding syndrome, even though it affects a lot of Americans. I mean, you know, the 3 to 5%, that's like, you know, 10, 15 million Americans. So why is this relevant? Well, normally, with normal people with hoarding syndrome, they just pack their houses full of stuff. But when really rich people are afflicted with hoarding syndrome, and again, there's a debate about whether this is nature or nurture. Are you born this way? Do you grow up this way? Does becoming rich cause you to catch, essentially, or develop hoarding syndrome? But this is what it appears. It appears that, you know, like Scrooge McDuck in the old Disney comics, that there is a small number of very rich people, apparently just a few hundred out of 1,000 or so, 1,800 billionaires I think we have in America, that there is a small portion of them who are so obsessive about their money that literally nothing else matters to them. And one of the ways that they have decided to increase the money that they have is by seizing control of government so that they can get their own taxes reduced, so that they can get regulations that make their companies less profitable but protect people done away with, and so that, you know, they can do away with things like unions and, you know, anything basically that's going to prevent them from getting richer and richer and richer. And they've been aided in this by corrupt Republican Supreme Court justices. Five Republican Supreme Court justices in 1978 ruled in the Bilotti decision that money is speech and corporations are persons. Then five different corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court, you know, three generations later, Citizens United case, double down on that and created these things called super PACs, which are basically bribery instruments for politicians. And so here we are. I mean, you know, Michael Parenti has some comments on this that are, I think, particularly prescient. Jeremy, do you know how to play audio out of my computer? You can do that? Set it up and let me know when you're ready. Michael Parenti, and I just want to play this clip for you. It's really quite remarkable. Are we all set? Okay, why is this? Oh, it's muted. Let me start.
Absolutely ruthless.
Here we go.
You don't understand. You're dealing with people who are insatiable. You're dealing with people who are absolutely ruthless. We are dealing with addicts. It's not true that coke or heroin is the worst addiction in America, or cigarettes, or alcohol. The worst addiction, the most crippling, the most damaging addiction is wealth. These people are just out of control. They just want more and more and more. And they're not unlike the ruling classes of all history. If the ruling classes of all history have ever wanted anything, there's only one thing they've ever wanted, and that's everything. They want all the lands, all the choice crops, all the herds, all the rich mineral deposits. They want control of all the labor, all the markets. They want all the civilities and comforts and luxuries of civil society while paying none of the costs. They want everything. And then when they got everything, they want still more. They want gold chalices to drink out of. They want $1,000 bills to light their cigars. They want, of course, the ruling class has learned since the days of the robber baron, they're not as crass and crude about it. But they are just as ruthless in their dedication to this accumulation.
There you go. Yeah, that's, you know, he's a political science, a scientist, Michael Parenti, author of 20-some-odd books. He knows what he's talking about. And that's what's going on. So how do we deal with this? Well, you know, the way that we dealt with this in the era of Franklin Roosevelt was by calling him out. Right, these economic royalists complain that we seek to overthrow the institutions of America. What they really complain about is that we seek to overthrow their influence, their power, and our commitment to American democracy requires the overthrow of this kind of power, said Franklin Roosevelt back in Philadelphia in August of 1936. So this is where we're at. It's up to us to wake people up to the fact that a definable mental illness that has infected a small number of very obscenely rich people in America has crippled our country. And this is why we have so many people. We have 60% of us now living on the edge of poverty. We have, $1.5 trillion in student debt. We have $2 trillion in medical debt. These things just don't exist in other countries where the rich haven't taken over. We got to tell people about this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Let them know that there is a mental illness afoot that is driving policy in the United States. Let's say it. I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Vibrance.com/Tom.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem.
Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin. And over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Support.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets, although my favorite are the sleep gummies. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. And to get 25% off your entire purchase, use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM.
Counting every dime as we're scraping by on nickels, just trying to survive. They're stacking up their billions every single day, while the schools and roads we're driving on are crumbling away. From the Dust Bowl days to the factory floors, we've fought these kings before. Now they're back again in tailored suits and ties, obsessed with hoarding power till the planet dies. It's the billionaire hoarding plague, sick with greed, addicted to the take. They'll sell our souls and steal our dreams till we rise up, break the fever, and reclaim what freedom means. To the grave. their sickness. They can't see around the bend. They rig the game in secret. They buy the judge's gavel while families lose their homes and the rails begin to rattle. But we faced down these monsters once before when the people said no more. Now it's up to us to break the chain and end this plague that's driving us insane.
Minutes past the hour. Speaking of billionaires, a billionaire president has been giving out pardons to anybody who gives him enough money or sucks up to him enough. He's got this guy, Ed Martin, who was going to be the U.S. attorney for D.C., couldn't get through a Senate confirmation hearing because he's such a whack job. He is now in charge. He's now the pardon attorney for Trump. And he's cranking up all these pardons, including now they're looking at Stuart Rhodes, former leader of the Oath Keepers. He was convicted of seditious conspiracy, sentenced to 18 years in prison. His kid went on television and said, please keep him for the 18 years. We're all terrified of him, or words to that effect. Barry Croft and Adam Fox are two of the men who were convicted of trying to kidnap and murder Governor Gretchen Whitmer in the summer of 2020. Ed Martin wants to revisit that. He was on a right-wing podcast recently, and he said that we can't leave Croft and Fox behind. Yeah, victims. He's also, Bill Kristol's writing for The Bulwark about Trump pardoning a far-right Virginia sheriff. The guy had accepted $75,000 in bribes. There were two FBI undercover agents who busted him. He was sentenced to 10 years in federal prison. And Trump just pardoned him. I mean, you know, the message is, you know, as Bill Kristol says, under Trump's pardon regime, law enforcement officers can become Trump enforcement officers. Trump sheriffs and wannabe sheriffs will increasingly believe that they can act with immunity. MAGA vigilantism over the next 4 years will be supercharged. And now he wants to apparently pardon Todd and Julie Chrisley, who were convicted. But, you know, it actually originally prosecuted by Trump himself, by a federal grand jury while Trump was president. This is crazy.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And there's Paul Walczak, whose mother gave Donald Trump $1 million, and then he gets a pardon. Bribe-a-roni? Is that, you know, what's going on here?
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how How cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, several judges ruling against the Trump administration. Jim Santel will be here to break that down. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot and sports in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. As Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in the legislature continue to grapple over the next biennial budget, a measure to increase fishing and hunting license fees has so far survived negotiations. Republican lawmakers have already removed hundreds of items from the governor's proposed budget, but left the increased license fee measure in. Officials say the increase would provide over $30 million each year in additional revenue, which would help prevent the Department of Natural Resources from operating with a deficit next year. As many Wisconsin residents are at risk of losing their food assistance benefits under the budget bill recently passed by the House of Representatives, local grocery store owners are expressing concerns about their ability to stay open. According to the Wisconsin Grocers Association, food assistance programs like SNAP and FoodShare are vital for smaller grocery stores. Organization officials say that if low-income residents are not able to access that food assistance and use it at their local grocery stores, they may be forced to shut down. The 61st annual Aquafest is set to get underway in Rice Lake this weekend. The event will feature 10 days of family fun, including the return of the carnival, live music, and plenty of kid-friendly events. The carnival will run from Thursday night through Sunday afternoon on Lakeshore Drive, and the concerts will be held from June 5th to June 7th. This year, the concert stage will be set up in the Chamber of Commerce parking lot after the Aquafest committee failed to reach an agreement to use the usual location at the former Birchwood manufacturing site. The Department of Natural Resources is asking northern Wisconsin residents to help update the beach list to keep people safe and informed on the Great Lakes. The DNR contacts local residents, beach managers, and public health departments each year to gather information on things like the status of boat launches and bacteria levels. That information is added to the beach list to give residents all the information they need before heading out on the water. Feedback for the beach list can be submitted on the Department of Natural Resources website. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
More clouds than sunshine today, with high temperatures scraping 70 degrees and a small chance of scattered showers or a thunderstorm this afternoon. And tomorrow, we rise to about 80 degrees. With more sunshine in the morning, showers and storms are again possible in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk movies and about the box office with Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller. Then Dennis Graham, founder of Rockconsin, joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
All of your support.
Did you
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Repeat it loud, repeat it long. That's how you turn the truth to wrong. He came down the golden stairs with a grin, sold the nation snake oil wrapped in sin, said the votes were fake, the news was too. Now the lies, the law, and the false feels true. Screens glow red in every home. Echoes bouncing from the microphone.
Three.
Truth drowned out by a stolen voice. Welcome to America's Ministry of Propaganda. Where the louder you lie, the more they'll stand ya. Repeat it till the crowd forgets the truth was ever even said. This is how empires rot, from the inside, from the top.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Russian state media is now mocking, openly mocking Donald Trump. He had posted this thing on his Nazi-infested social media site yesterday or the day before. He said, "What Vladimir Putin doesn't realize is that if it wasn't for me, lots of really bad things would have already happened to Russia. And I mean really bad. He's playing with fire." And the Russians look at this and go, "Yeah, taco. Trump always chickens out, right? This is the new meme on Wall Street. There, it's a hot thing. I think Lawrence O'Donnell invented it, but it has become. There was a piece in the Financial Times about this yesterday morning, or maybe late last night, about, you know, Trump is taco. Trump always chickens out, and the Russians know this. They said President Trump warns Moscow until he posts the opposite tomorrow morning. Yeah, they also said that he's experiencing emotional overload. A Russian TV host went on to say, basically, Trump is destroying America for us. We should give him a medal. Seriously, I'm not making this stuff up. This is crazy. Vladimir Solovyov said, "The price of goods will certainly go up in the United States. The old political and global economic system is practically dead. Trump destroyed the trust. So we should build a statue to his honor. This is a major blow to the system of capitalism. A monument should be erected to him. I think he deserves at least a Sutolov medal." Not sure exactly what that is, but, you know, sounds like probably something like the Congressional Medal of Honor. Wild stuff. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls. Dennis in Aptos, California. Hey, Dennis, what's up?
Yeah, I heard your opening remarks this morning, and I thought they were spot on. The ultra rich, though, they have a way, and they use the media to do this, of snatching up the upper middle class in particular, and getting the upper middle class to think like them, which is problematic when it comes to election time.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they even get, you know, lower income people to think like them. You know, we need tax breaks for rich people because someday I might win the lottery.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's that. That's the extreme. But the selfishness. And so, therefore, you know, someone who makes about $150,000 a year, who went to public schools, is going to complain about some social program like, I grabbed my bootstraps and, you know, did the Horatio Alger bit, and these people on Medicare, on Medicaid, are lazy and don't work, without realizing that a lot of those people work at Walmart for $7.25 an hour, so they have to be on food stamps, and they have to get Medicaid because they don't make enough money to live.
Yeah, although Walmart does pay a little better than that, but yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, I a little bit, a little bit. I don't know that they pay 15 unless it's in California and other blue states that have higher minimum wages.
In Seattle,
they're
required to pay $16 an hour. Yeah,
exactly.
In Washington,
yeah.
State.
So you know, I was also reminded, you know, this thing about flying off to Mars. Are you familiar with Edgar Allan Poe's "The Last of the Red," Mask of the Red Death?
I'm not.
You're not. You should read it. And I taught that story when mm-hmm. I was teaching English. Mm-hmm. And I love teaching it because I would ask kids after, well, you know, when is this supposed to take place? And they'd come up, oh, 1300s, 1400s, bubonic plague. You know, when the rich people go up on the castle, way up on the top of the hill, thinking they're not going to get bubonic plague. Mm. But I would try to get kids to sort of like think outside of that. It's not just about diseases. It's also about these are the people with the money, and they want to separate themselves away from the poor. Mm-hmm. So, you know, think of like when these Middle Ages castles used to get attacked, and you would have, you know, some nobleman's army attacking another old nobleman's castle, and, you know, they would let people come into the castle, the serfs, but they would have to fight, right? They would mm-hmm. have to fight for the, yeah, and they would be the ones getting killed, too. So that's where we are right now. We've got these, I did hear Naomi Klein and a couple of other people recently talking about this idea that these ultra-rich people have in Silicon Valley, 40 miles from where I live, that somehow they're going to get through the COVID, they're going to get through the economic disasters, and they're going to get out of this stuff untouched. And if things get really bad, they're just going to jump on that rocket ship and head over to Mars yeah. and destroy that planet, which is already unlivable.
Yeah.
So something's got to stop this. This selfishness, this greed, I don't know what it is. I don't have any ideas of how to stop it. It's got to be public service announcements, something. But it's unsustainable. Yeah. How can people afford to buy things and keep the economy going?
No, I get it.
You don't have enough money
to
buy things.
Dennis, you're getting redundant, but a great rant. Thank you very much. Spot on. Bill in Los Angeles. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Yeah, I heard her opening rant, and it's interesting, this tendency for the robber barons and the current administration, and Musk of them, to hoard. Freud mm-hmm. would maybe call this anal retentive,
yeah.
You know, an anal retentive. But I ask of you, make it make sense. Wouldn't you call this maybe anal expulsive behavior? Of the Trump administration and the troglodytes in, you know, in these positions like Miller and, of course, some of the other fascistic goons where the mask has been removed in that they're openly racist, openly chauvinistic. So in this, you know, but I think that selling us a the Democratic Party that literally paved the way. The toppling of Muammar Gaddafi paves the way for Trump's expulsion of or plan to expel Palestinians to Libya, or, you know, Obama's mass deportation, if you will, the record numbers that Obama. So this is the tendency of empires in their terminal decline to bounce back and forth between anal retentive and anal explosive. But I think that make it make sense. Make it make sense, would
yeah.
you?
I can't. I can't, Bill. I mean, we know that a lot of this is being driven by raw, naked racism. You know, there is a rational argument to be made for countries having borders and enforcing those borders. But, you know, there's reasonable ways to do it and brutal ways
well,
to
look,
do it. And Trump is embracing brutal.
The imperialist nation state is the problem. Don't try to sell us the Democrat. They paved the way to
yeah.
this openly racist regime. Thank
yeah.
you very much. Workers need their own political party, said Alice.
Yeah,
you're
welcome,
Bye.
Bill. Yeah, there's plenty of blame to go around. And Sean in Saginaw, Michigan. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind today?
Hey, man. So originally my point was going to be the audio that you played earlier about
the rich actually being addicted to wealth and material goods.
Right.
But I mean, just listening to the show so far has so much I could comment about. I could comment about how Walmart actually treats people because I'm actually a Walmart employee. Mm-hmm. I could comment about so many things that you could take your
pick. Pick something, Sean.
I will say, go ahead.
No, pick something.
Okay, well, look, man, look, I could defend Walmart, but I could also knock Walmart. But, like, Walmart pays me a pretty good wage to work at a distribution center. Mm-hmm. They're paying me almost $30 an hour now, so I can't complain about that.
Yeah,
but they also do certain things like, okay, Memorial Day. We don't get Memorial Day off if it's our scheduled day of work. Mm-hmm. Or Christmas. If we're off on Christmas, which we are at a distribution center, we don't get paid for Christmas. We have to use our PTO time in order to get paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
But another point, going back to the wealthy and the billionaire class and being addicts, is like, I think you mentioned something about hoarders maybe being 2-5% of the population.
Yeah.
And I think it might actually be higher than that, because I can see it even in signs of my own, like, not immediate family, but, you know, and like father-in-law, blah, blah, blah. I can see signs of just like,
well, these are not just collectors. I mean, I've got 6,000 right. books in my office. My wife
That's
would say
I'm
that
saying.
I'm hoarding.
Like, I feel like everybody.
This goes way beyond people who are collectors. This is people who are suffering from a pathology, a psychopathology that disrupts their lives.
I agree 100%, but it disrupts everybody's lives because they have it on such a more massive
scale.
Well,
that's the point. When rich people have hoarding syndrome, it damages society. When regular people have hoarding syndrome, it damages them. And that's a really important distinction. Sean, thank you for making it. Appreciate the call. 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls next time.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back. When was the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. And if you're like me, the answer is never. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. Use promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now and use that promo code TOM14. That's HomeTitleLock.com, and the promo code is TOM14.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had 4 meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top 3 things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiss.fm/contest-terms. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for Songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD, and I'm one of them. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. If you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just go to cbdistillery.com, and when you check out, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, and you get 25% off your entire purchase. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. That's cbdistillery.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, Tom. So you were mentioning earlier about the, if I can rephrase it, if I understood correctly, the mental illness that is crippling this nation. And I know you were referring to Trump, but then we also got a minute to refer to MAGA.
And well, I think Trump has a different mental illness. I don't think he has hoarding syndrome, although it's possible. I think he's more just, you know, your generic narcissistic psychopath. Which is also a mental illness that's destroying America. But I'm concerned about the guys who are funding him. They are the ones who have the hoarding syndrome, in my opinion.
Right. But then what it prompted me to call you about, I'm sure you heard the story, MAGA James Comer, who called James Comey trying to get him into, I don't know if they had the hearing yet, but because of a picture that Comey supposedly
647,
taken,
yeah.
Right, exactly. Now, what's so foolish is that first, when I first saw the picture, I'm like, you're subpoenaing a guy for a bunch of seashells, and then when they pointed out about what was written with the seashells, 8647, I'm like, so? Well, I mean, what does this mean? And then you hear Comer saying that that's a call for the president's head.
Yeah, it's
not. In so many words.
86 is restaurant slang for return this plate to the kitchen, or we're out.
Yeah, Right. Thank you. You've been reading my mind, Tom. I was about to point that out, what age has always been meaning, or if you've been watching the culinary competition like Hell's Kitchen, if someone is eliminated from the competition,
they get 86.
Yeah. But no, but it doesn't way, mean they get killed. Form. No, it no. doesn't. It
no, this is manufactured outrage. This is the right's favorite thing, Michael. I mean, this, you know, think back to Obama wearing a tan suit or holding a coffee cup when he saluted the guy at the helicopter. You know, they find some little thing to get hysterical about. They tear their garments and you know, cover themselves in ashes and scream and yell and cry and whine. And, oh, we're such victims, and, oh, these people are so terrible, and, oh, Jim Comey wants to kill Trump, and all, you know, and it's all BS. It's all performance
art. It is BS, and that number could have had so many means. It could have meant class of 86, total 47 graduates, or if you go in the game show, in the game show world, and we see the challenge running the classic game shows back in the day, how many prizes have totaled $8,647.
Well, it wasn't that. I mean, we just have to acknowledge, and Jim Comey did acknowledge that what it meant was, you're out of here, Trump. But it obviously did not mean he was dying. Michael, thank you for pointing that out. Beverly in Beaumont, Texas. Hey, Beverly, what's on your mind today?
Yes, hello.
Hey.
You and Robert Reich have similar economic messages,
mm-hmm.
which we need so badly. I heard that economic messages were out beating even Democratic messages on posters. I would wonder whether you and he, because he is measuring the effectiveness of his economic ads, and now they're at the point where they're changing about 5% of right-wingers away from Trump. I think y'all are such wordsmiths. And you have the history, and you know this. And if you two could get together to come up with very succinct messages and perhaps even display your ideas in the form of posters so that we would have that economic, you know, just as strong as it could possibly be, even measured as Robert
mm-hmm.
is doing. And then before the upcoming No Kings Day, I was wondering if your fundraiser for the closed caption was successful, how much more fundraising would you need to get transcripts of your programs? Because I think so much of it is economic based, plus other, you know, yeah. other great messages could be gleaned from it. And right now on YouTube and other places where I search on, I don't, you know, I get your material. I haven't been able to yet pay for it. But if you could provide a transcript too, then we could also
yeah.
create our own.
I don't have those, but my daily take is over at HartmanReport.com every day. It's completely free, so you could check that out. Beverly, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break here at the top of the hour. Is America facing down a new dark age, an age of darkness? Stick around. We'll talk about it.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.